This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate was 3.4% in September, unchanged from the month before. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
GDP has contracted nationally and in Colorado for two consecutive quarters, leading some experts to say the U.S. is technically in a recession. But state economist Ryan Gedney says that isn't showing up in the job market.
From a labor market perspective, there's zero indication of a recession. In terms of looking at either payroll jobs or the unemployment rate.
The only sector to lose jobs last month was government. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is likely headed for a few months of dry and warm weather. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports on fresh numbers from federal climate scientists.
The southwestern half of Colorado is likely to be warmer than normal from November through January. That's according to the latest outlook from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The southern edge and southeastern corner are leaning drier. Drought is also expected to continue or worsen on the western slope and eastern plains. There's one major factor behind Colorado's potentially dry and warm season. That's a region of unusually cold Pacific Ocean water near the equator called La Niña. This is the third year in a row La Niña has formed. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Vote centers and ballot drop boxes are open everywhere in Colorado. Some counties opened those services last week. Ballots are arriving to voters, and they have to be mailed back or dropped off by November 8th. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.